platform high enough to get air circulation underground, so that the underneath, above the ground, say 16-18 inch clearance for air circulation. That eliminated riding hay on the bottom, and also rodents from building under there, and et cetera. Then there were enough posts put on the thing to support the pile of hay that was packed in there. Hay or fodder or forage. We used it for more animal roughage. We called fodder, which are pea vines, or legume vines, more than we did the grasses that you'd think of as hay. And piled up, then put a covering canopy over the top, simply a tarpaulin or sheeting or something of that nature to shed.
What held the hay from falling out between the posts?
Well, they it depended on what kind of hay you were putting in there, or forage, should say. Hay was a little restrictive. The forage or fodder would be a broader terminology. Some of them do the nature of their structure, and also depending on how the material was fed, as to whether it was put in there intact or whether it was ran through partially cut or ran through a hammer mill and cut to a fine texture. The fine textured stuff, we'd erect posts on the corners, and if necessary, to depend on the size of the hay rack, as to whether we put the post in between or not, along the sides and ends, as additional supporting. If we had a fine material, part of the area except from a working entrance would be covered with usually a wire mesh, something like 4-inch by 6-inch diameter mesh that would be open enough to hold the material in there, but also animals could browse through it too. We didn't use a fine mesh like what's generally known as chicken wire, which is about 1 or 2 inch mesh. We used a heavier grade wire. Now, some of the materials, we simply stacked it in there, and they were self-containing or self-supporting. All we had to do was cap it off.
What about leaving hay outside by sticking a post in the ground and piling the hay around that?
Well, that method was used here to some extent. The most prevalent use was for drying the peanut vines, so that we could save the plant for forage for the animals. We used a central post with a platform base, and the stuff was all hung on that center post and stacked around it as a support to keep it from blowing off.
And they'd call that
They called it a shock, but that term was used for several different methods of handling forage. The basic name shock was applied to corn stalks, I suppose. Corn stalks, high gear, and milo maize. Things of that nature, the tall cane plants that were used for forage.